Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, it's a good old-fashioned Browns therapy Monday. They lose to the Bears yesterday 31-3. 3-11. They are 1-6 away from home. Bears move to 10-4. Big game next week against the Packers, 5-1 at home. They knew what they needed to do yesterday. There was a lot of talk yesterday or going into the week in Chicago that this might be a trap game for them, that they were worried because you're in between. They got the pack, what, twice in 14 days. And so, they're sitting there. They're trying to win the NFC North, and they're right there knocking on the door. And there was some concern in Chicago yesterday. I didn't see a whole lot of concern. Man, that team knows how to take the ball away. We'll see. We'll see what they do against Packers again next week. Because you want to go, wow, they're really good. But then you want to go, yeah, you know what, we're really bad. So
Andy,
I don't know if you can judge
that. They were 5-12 last year.
Yeah.
They've turned it around. They've done a very nice job. They're 10-4.
Yep. We talked to their play-by-play guy on the pregame show yesterday, and he was just talking about how coaching makes all the difference in the world on this team, on how they've just been able to flip it around.
And they've won 6-7 and 10-12.
Man.
Way to get her done.
I'd love to be in that spot.
Good job, Ben Johnson.
And then you wonder, can the Browns be in that spot, next year? There's been points where you've looked at the defense and said, okay, you don't really have to mess with the defense. And then think about all the guys that are still out. I want to sit here and blame it on that, but I can't. I just, the whole the play card thing on Shadur's wrist, it's just like it's one thing after another with this. And it just feels, I just need something to hang my hat on. I need something to move forward with. And I think, I think we kind of think Shadur is the answer. At least he's the answer today. We're trying to look for positivity a little bit.
I think we're still trying to figure that out.
I'm having a lot of trouble judging him for yesterday's game.
Absolutely.
He had nothing yesterday. Nothing to work with.
But he also didn't help them rise above that. I mean, that's – if you're the quarterback, you're going to – your job is to help everybody else be better. But he didn't have much around him. I couldn't agree more. I think it's really hard to evaluate what he did yesterday. I think it's hard to evaluate – the running game, the offensive line was not good yesterday. It was beat up. That's a problem.
I think they were down, 14-0. Probably should have been 21-0.
It was only 14-0 at halftime.
I'll say 17-0. Probably should have been
17-3 in the third quarter.
The defense did a nice job of holding them when they were up 14, and then they missed that field goal. And then, then Shadur finds Isaiah Bond. Something's going on there that I like. Those two have been able to find each other in big
plays. Hey, I'm going to run really far, really fast, throw it up in the air.
I'll take it.
Exactly.
I'll take it. Exactly. Like I was watching the Rams yesterday. And
nothing wrong with that.
I'm watching the Rams play yesterday. I'm like, man, their receivers know where everything's going. Everything looks you know, with precision.
Andy, you know what they have?
Wide receivers?
An abundance of skill position talent.
Yeah.
An abundance.
That's the other part. You can't watch another team after watching the Browns. It's like, I don't know. It's like having money to go to a, you know, one of those less than 60 cent stores and then trying to go to Saks Fifth Avenue, trying to buy stuff. It's just hard. It is hard. And, you know, but I got a text yesterday, Jeff, and it said, that's our franchise quarterback. After, you know, we were down, and then he found Bond on that play. And I'm not being negative. I hate the whole notion of franchise quarterback. It drives me nuts. Because, one, when you're talking about a rookie, it's undue pressure. Two, it's like, how do you know when a guy's a franchise quarterback, right? Is Patrick Mahomes, who's out now, probably out for next year, he's a franchise quarterback.
Maybe part of next year.
All right. So, but you look at it and you're like, do you have to be on the field to be a franchise quarterback, right?
Well, in theory,
we thought at one point Deshaun Watson was a franchise quarterback too, right?
Well, that was the idea.
Yeah. How'd that work for you?
If you want to qualify them as a franchise quarterback, they're probably only 6 or 7, 8 in the league. How about a starting quarterback who can help us win games? Thursday night, you know who looked really good? Kirk Cousins. Okay. I mean, how about just some really competent quarterback play? That's really all the teams need. If you have a pretty good team and you get competent quarterback play, you can win football games.
And by the way, I could live my entire life knowing I fulfilled my destiny, having the money that Kirk Cousins should have in the bank, and not being called a franchise quarterback.
Should be everybody's favorite. And anybody who wants to win the lottery, Kirk Cousins is your idol.
Yes, he is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. It is a Browns Therapy Monday. Browns lose 31-3. Get it off your chest. We start with our friend Jack, the counselor in Solon. Hi, Jack.
Jack?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So let me fast forward to the 1 o'clock press conference. We need to play better. We need to coach better. So you don't have to run that.
God, you just made Menigan's day. You made his day.
Because that's what he's going to say. That's what he always says, blah, blah, blah.
Jack, you left out. We'll get it fixed. Remember that one.
Oh, yeah, you did forget that.
Valid.
You know, what really hurts is when you watch every other game and all the teams, even kind of the bad ones, are competent at what they do. I mean, from the kickoff on, and then we had, three penalties after that, Kevin Stefanski has to go, and here's why. We have probably the historically worst offense of all time. We scored 3 points yesterday. Okay. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say that we're tanking, which I think we are. And why are we tanking? Because we want Mendoza. But then what's the plan? We're going to move up. We're going to trade the Raiders whatever they want for him. And then what?
The Raiders want him, though. If the Raiders want him, why would they trade?
Well, because we're going to give them an offer that they can't refuse. But let's just say we get Mendoza and we trade everything we have to get him. Then what? We still have no offensive line. We still have no receivers. So if we are tanking and we're doing it in the most ugly way, what is the plan? What if we are tanking to get Mendoza? What is the plan?
I don't think they are, by the way.
What are they doing then?
They're not very good.
It's not Shadur.
That's what they're doing. They're not very good. I think what you just said is a bad idea, Jack, and I think you think it's a bad idea, trading a bunch of assets to move up for a quarterback. If you drop a quarterback into this team and you've traded away other assets to help build the team, he's not going to have success.
We've been there, done that.
Exactly.
It was a disaster.
Exactly. So what I think they're going to end up doing, they're going to build the rest of the team and they're going to play somebody at quarterback. And that somebody might be here, and that somebody might be somebody you sign in free agency. Mac Jones might need a gig. You could trade for Mac Jones. You could play Kirk Cousins. You could drop somebody in here and have him play quarterback and kick that down the road for a year. Get your guy in 2027.
Let me make one last point about Shadur.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's a young man. He does have some skills, but he can't be your franchise quarterback. And I'll tell you why. He's not the brightest bulb. And you need a quarterback that has a head on his shoulders, that can be a leader and knows what he's doing and doesn't have to look down he took a penalty, for too much time while coming out
of a break
or whatever. He's not the answer. Okay?
Is that him or is that the coach has got to realize what's going on and to call
either
a timeout?
I
don't know. I mean, Jack, here's the one thing. I know where what you might be kicking. I think we do need to respect the fact that he's a rookie at some point, too. And things. And, Brian Hoyer had texted, thanks, Jack, appreciate it, that Brian Hoyer, that the play chart or the play
card
thing happens more often than you think. I think you got to go the extra mile when you're with a rookie. Like, if you're a veteran, but we didn't have very many veterans on the field yesterday, or at least guys that might. It seems like they figured it out pretty quick that he had the wrong card there. Can you get the ball down the field? That's what we're looking for. I'm looking for somebody who can make plays. And I'm not that line about saying that he might not be the bright. I could say that for every rookie in the league. Every rookie in the league has got to learn at some point. There are things they just don't know coming out of college. So I'm not going to say that about him. The kid's got electricity. He's not, he's got to learn. That's all there is to it. No one expected you to get your degree the day you walked into kindergarten. And sometimes that's the way you got to play it out. That's all.
He's plenty intelligent to be a successful quarterback in the NFL.
And by the way, Jeff,
so are other guys in the league.
Here's another one.
That's not the issue.
Jeff, tell me something unique about selling carpet. Tell me something unique that no one would know. I'm just asking you because I know that's what your dad did, right?
That's true.
I'm sure you know something about carpet that I have no idea about or that the average person doesn't. Why? It's not like you went in the same business. But by osmosis, there are things I know about electricity that
spend
I probably shouldn't know.
Time working in it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll tell you what, you get your hands all messed up because the backing on that stuff is harsh.
See, now how did you learn? But you didn't. You never sold carpet, but you know that, right?
I helped install it.
I think there's osmosis when you live with somebody who's been a professional football player for your whole life. Just like, you want to sit here and we can discuss the merits of Romex. Let's go do it. Let's have some fun. How about it?
Gentlemen, a little bit of news before you get farther. The Jets have announced their head coach, Aaron Glenn, has relieved defensive coordinator Steve Wilks of his duty, according to multiple reports. Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator of the Jets, has been fired.
Former Browns DC.
Do you want him? 216-474-0092.
Because all the problems in New York have to deal with Steve Wilks.
Are we surprised the Browns haven't made a single move? Not one single move through the season. Is that surprising?
Yes.
I'll say yes, and this goes back to what we talked about in the first segment, Andy. It's this. At the end of the season, are they just going to make changes? Is there going to be a big announcement after the game, against Cincinnati? Or are they going to just leave everybody in place and say, it's not on them, it's on us, because we insisted on Deshaun? Even if ownership insisted on Deshaun, general manager, coaches haven't risen above a bad decision. Mm. And NFL teams make bad decisions all the time. All the time. And teams have to, coaches have to, GMs have to rise above them. That has not happened here. That's the issue to me.
All right. If you're trying to get through, be patient. All the phone lines are packed. It is a Browns Therapy Monday. People want to let us know how they feel about the Browns, where we're going with this thing. Also, Mary Kay Cabot said something yesterday I thought that was really interesting. We'll get to that next. Also, Scott Petrak coming up at 11. It is Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Again, 216-474-0092. You can always hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads, Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.